Food Friday on the Best Advice Show, and today I've got a twofer. If you've been listening to the show, you know that I've been excitedly collecting your grandparents' best advice. If you have some grandparent advice for me, I would love to hear it. Give me a call on the hotline at 844-935-BEST. That's 844-935-BEST. So today I've got two pieces of food-related advice, both from these contributors' grandparents. First, Laura Solomon.
I think a lot of people just use only one of their senses when they cook, right? That is their eyesight. They look at the recipe and maybe they really follow it to a T. But they don't use any other of their senses, and I think that really misses an important opportunity. And when I was growing up, I learned to cook with my grandmother, my Oma, who was blind. And as a result, we had to use all of our senses. You know, she taught me how to, like, feel the dough, how to measure the ingredients in the palm of my hand, not, you know, a measuring cup, how to listen, you know, when the pan was ready for the food, how to even smell when, like, a baked good was ready to come out of the oven. So that's my advice for Food Friday. You know, don't just read a recipe and then wonder why it doesn't turn out right. Use all of your senses, because I think if you do, that means you're fully present and you're going to really enjoy cooking. Just like you enjoy anything else in life when you're really, you know, fully there for the experience. Enjoy.
I love this. Thank you, Laura Solomon. And thank you, Oma. Next up, Alex Chambers is going to talk about something his grandma taught him.
So my grandmother died just about a year ago, going on a year ago. So it was in the midst of COVID, but it wasn't due to COVID. She was very well protected from that. She was 99 and a half, died peacefully. She had said 99 and a half was about when she expected to go, and that was plenty. Her advice for having a good long life was eat plenty of butter and chocolate. I'm pretty happy to try to follow that advice. At her funeral, one of her eight daughters remembered that another thing that my grandma always used to say was no bad days. And I think what she meant by that was just that you find a way to get something good out of your day, find a way to appreciate something that happened during your day. That seems like it was probably good advice.
Agreed. That's great advice. And one way to do that, it sounds like, Alex, is to eat butter and chocolate. How can you have a wholly bad day if you get a little butter and chocolate in there? You can't. Thank you, Alex Chambers. Alex is an educator and artist in Bloomington, Indiana, and Laura Solomon is a lawyer in Philadelphia. Thank you so much for listening to another edition of Food Friday on the Best Advice Show. If you're enjoying this show, please consider leaving a rating or review at Apple Podcasts. Thanks, I'll talk to you soon.